Okay, now, just put that jumbo shrimp next to the world's largest potato over there. Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
Mindy, what's going on?
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. Today's the grand opening of my new auditorium. It's an entire auditorium filled with my collection of enormous oddities. Did you get my snail mail invite?
Wait, was that why there was a snail in my mailbox?
Now, just follow me. I've got something I think you're gonna love. Walk, 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 walk.
Mindy, is that?
You know it. This is officially the world's largest ball of quinoa.
It's beautiful. Where did you find this?
In a dumpster.
And you rescued it for me? Can I eat it?
Well, you can try, but first, we've got a game show to do.
Oh, right. Sorry, I guess I just got distracted by that big, beautiful ball of quinoa. Do you think it's organic?
All hands on deck!
Cue card set.
And we're rolling in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after crumbling all the biscuits, it's
2 Whats and a Row! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Wowzers, it's time for another gigantic round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off on Friday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about volcanoes and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, there are volcanoes inside of glaciers in Iceland?
Or was it B, volcanoes get shorter after they erupt?
Or was it C, while there are volcanoes on other planets, the largest volcano in our solar system is located in Hawaii?
And to answer Friday's question, joining us by phone, it's Adam from Ohio. Adam, what's your wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Adam. I'm 12 years old, and I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. My wow in the world is that there are volcanoes inside glaciers in Iceland. Bye. I love your show. Thanks.
Winner, winner, hot lava for dinner.
Wowzers, if you guessed the answer A, that there are volcanoes inside of glaciers in Iceland, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Adam.
Turns out there actually are volcanoes inside of glaciers. They're called subglacial volcanoes, and you can find them all over the world, even in Antarctica.
Now, if you guessed B or C, you weren't too far off. Volcanoes actually tend to grow bigger when they erupt. The lava and the ash that flies out of the volcano settles down after and makes the volcano bigger.
And if you guessed C, the largest volcano in our solar system is actually not in Hawaii. It's not even on Earth. It's on Mars. The Olympus Mons volcano is about the same size as the state of Arizona.
Wow.
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible toilet volcano. This stuff.
Uh-oh, this commode is about to explode. If you love spontaneous eruptions, the toilet volcano is sure to surprise your buns when you least expect it.
Mindy, that sounds awful.
If by awful you mean amazing.
Okay, well, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats and a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Pinna. Pinna is the only audio streaming service that combines original podcasts, audiobooks, and more, expertly curated for kids 3 to 12. Keep your kids engaged all summer long with screen-free, ad-free entertainment the whole family can enjoy. From comedy to sci-fi and mystery to adventure, there's always something new to discover. Visit pinna.fm/NPR to start your free trial today.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back for another round of Two What's in a Wow.
The category for today's round is the world's largest objects. Mindy, will you please refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three statements about the world's largest objects. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about the world's largest objects is the true scientific wow? Is it A, the world's largest organism is a fungus in Oregon that spans almost 4 square miles?
Or is it B, the world's largest rubber duck was once named the official bird of the city of Redondo Beach, California?
Or is it C, the world's largest ice cream cone had 66 scoops of ice cream on top?
One more time. Is it A, the world's largest organism is a fungus in Oregon that spans almost 4 square miles?
Or is it B, the world's largest rubber duck was once named the official bird of the city of Redondo Beach, California?
Or is it C, the world's largest ice cream cone had 66 scoops of ice cream on top?
When you think you've got the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper.
And tell it to your nearest plant.
And then check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Bigger is Better.
Find any household object, like a toothbrush, chair, or even your dog's food bowl, and see if you can create a supersized version of that object using things from around your home.
Put those engineering skills to the test and see if you can recreate an object even bigger and better than it ever was.
And be sure to snap a picture of your new giant item. Grown-ups, you can share those pictures with us at tinkercast.com/share.
Be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll also play another round of
Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.